Well, delighted to say Sir Michael Stout winning trainer is here. We wanted that today. In all your training, where does that rate to do this, in this race, on behalf of Her Majesty?
Well, it rates as high as anything, and I know the thrill it would have given her, you know, especially she has such a love for her breeding program, and that's why it'll be a bigger thrill than if it was a colt, as far as she's concerned.
And for you, I mean, were you feeling the pressure coming in? Because there's so much expectation, you know, the question mark about trip. How were you approaching this week?
Well, look, we've done our best. Great teamwork went behind this filly. The girl that rides her every day, Michelle, you know, because she can be a pain in the ass, this filly. Kerry the head lass, Kirsty that does her, got her a prize. A lot of hard work's gone behind the preparation of this girl to get her mind nice and relaxed. So I always felt that this was a mammoth task, and she wasn't entitled to be favourite because she had to up her game again from the Cigarro to win this Gold Cup. But her preparation had gone extremely well. You know, she'd shown good form at home. So we were hopeful, but I was very realistic that it was a tough task.
Has it been a walk in a box moment for you, that every day knowing that this was the target and people wanting this?
Well, not really, because, you know, things were going smoothly with the filly, and that's all you can ask. Is you walk the box when they've had a setback and you get behind schedule and they're doubtful, it's doubtful whether they can run.
And then what about the trip as well, the question mark? So yeah. Were you fairly confident?
Trip-wise, obviously it had to be done, but, you know, the distaff side of her pedigree just screams extreme stamina. And, you know, there's a half-brother that would want a Gold Cup. That part of it didn't worry me too much.
And when you're watching the final stages and you've got all these sort of Simenon who's battle-hardened, top trip, I mean, what was going through your mind?
Well, I thought, yeah, go on, you'll beat the grey horse, you'll beat the Godolphin horse. When Simenon came, I thought he would beat us.
And but to see her rally like that, I mean...
She's so full of guts, isn't she? Yeah, she's very courageous. And the thing about her is she's just... so very relaxed in her races, and that's why she's such a good staying filly.
So obviously made the group ones have been a bit thin on the ground for you since Workforce, but to come back with this, that's back with a bang, isn't it?
Well, I haven't gone yet.
No one was suggesting you were, but for you to do this, what will now estimate? Obviously, just try and give her a bit of a rest and see at the end of the year.
I think a good rest. That was a very hard race.
And any reaction? What did Her Majesty say to you? Just
well, she is absolutely delighted, and of course she would be. You know, she loves racing. She loves the thoroughbred, and it's a great achievement to have a girl that went and beat all the boys this afternoon.
Well, didn't half do it well. Yeah. Well done today. Thank you very much, Michael.
Cheers.
Thank you.